Hey everyone, what you're about to hear is a portion of the March Patreon bonus episode where this month we answered questions from Discord. Every month we put out at least one bonus episode. Sometimes it's a Q&A, while other times it's something completely different, like reading a short story, going over a quest line that from the game that wouldn't fill a regular episode. There's even an episode where we watched the Warcraft movie and made fun of the really bad lore. So without further ado, let's jump over to the Q&A.
Let's talk about the Q&A that our listeners provided.
Yeah, so Alora, and technically it was a GIF, but I'm taking it as a question. Alora, the very first question is, why are you the way that you are?
I'm a broken individual, which means I'm easily amused. Because I'm so broken, little things, that's all it does for me. So I'm easily amused and also twisted and a lot of other things, because I'm a broken person, but I try to have fun with it.
Yeah, there you go. I like that answer. That's a great answer. I think the best way I could answer this is if you met my family, you'd understand, especially after the whole my mom's funeral thing. It was, like, there's some great people in my family, too. Like, I'm not saying every, like, 100% top to bottom, everyone's shit. No, not at all. It's just that when you take them all at once, especially me, is like kind of like I'm pretty introverted. Like, I don't really like hanging out with huge crowds. Like, I'm the kind of person that if it's at a large party, like that's like the most alone I ever feel is in large crowds, because I'm usually just sitting on a couch by myself, just looking around like, why am I here? Because that's kind of how it is. So, yeah, that's in large crowds. I don't like them. But yeah, why are you the way that you are? If you met my family, you'd understand is my answer.
I get that.
Sick and twisted and just all sorts of broken things. So yeah, pretty similar answers. Didn't know if you were going for a real question there, Alora, but you got one.
took it anyways.
All right, and then, Allie, you want to grab the next one from Sunny?
Yes, happily. Dear Sarith asks, what's the one thing you both really hope to have cleared up in the World Soul Saga? Jen?
I don't even think I'm going to get it. Like, at this point, I've kind of just, like, it's not happening. It's never happening. There was even a Redditor that once was talking shit about me, saying, like, how I could just drop it already. Just let there be some mysteries in this story. And I'm like, well, no, because the thing that I want is I want a whole lot more clarification on the origins of Elune and what the heck is she really, other than just the god of the night elves and the moon and the pantheon of life. Like, I don't know. Like, I actually really enjoy, like, the weird, goofy crap. Like, one of my favorite settings in Warcraft, or not Warcraft, and D&D is the planescapes. Like, that, you know, the crazy, just insanity that is what is it? I don't remember. There was actually a video game called Planescapes, and, like, one of the party members was literally just a floating skull. Like, and you hop between different planes of existence, and it's like, I like the crazy cosmic bits and things like that of the world. So that's the biggest thing that I want cleared up, is what's going on with Elune. What is actually up there? So what are you thinking, Allie? What is your answer to this?
See, when you say what is the one thing that's one I struggle with, because I have a handful, at least, if not more. I probably have two handfuls. They're very
right, top two, top three.
Large handfuls. No, I'll pick one. For once, I will pick one. I'm going to make myself pick one. I want to know is if Azeroth is corrupted.
It's a good question. It's a good one. I like that.
Like I said, there's many more, but if I had to pick one that could potentially be answered, there's my two, but if I had to pick one, is she corrupted?
Because it's been a whole back and forth of, like,
Like, that's pretty reasonable. Probably we'll get it. But, like, between, I don't know, being stabbed with the world soul and getting, you know, an old god yanked out of her and, you know, Azeroth is seeping out everywhere, and the whole whisper of, you know, the surface blaze is bright, and now she's whispering to everyone, like, it's just, what's going on, Azeroth? And I'm wondering if it's going to be one of those things where it is corrupted, but, like, she's trying to fight off the corruption? I don't know, but I just want to know, what's going on with the world soul there?
That makes sense, yeah. I like all that. So, yeah, and if I were to pick one more, because I remember I'm with you. I got a handful. I am very looking forward to, and this isn't so much like, oh, I hope they get to it. This is the one that I'm really excited that they're going to answer, because they've already said they're going to answer, is what is this whole grand conspiracy of the Titans? Like, what are their actual plans with Azeroth? What, how do they fit into the whole thing? And, you know, if they want to, they don't have to. I'm actually fine with it. I'm fine if they want to retcon this part out. I literally am. Just ditch the first ones, in my opinion. You don't need it.
They could. Like the first ones is one of mine, but at the same time, if they do ditch it, like, it's not going to impact the story one way or another. Mm-mm.
Like, I'm fine if they somehow just, yeah, like, bibbity boppity boo, the Pantheon of Death were mistaken.
Yeah, like, they used unreliable resources.
Yeah, like, if they pulled something like that, I would be totally fine with it. Like,
yeah,
because the first ones, like you said, they're not going to impact the story. They just, I don't think they can. But if they do, I'm going to be like, oh, you sons of bitches.
Right, like, it's going to be one of those things where, okay, there was, you know, we have the Great Dark Beyond, and then an explosion, big bang, if you will, kind of thing, and then these entities, you know, existed, and they created the different cosmos and the six cosmic forces and blah, blah, blah. Like, it'd just be something like that, but really, everything that happens after that is still going to be the same, so...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, it's all from the perspective of the Titans. Yeah, but I don't think they're lying about the events that took place. I think what's the problem with the
it might
whole,
be colored, but
oh yeah, yeah, they're making them look much better than they probably
of
were,
course.
Right? Because, like, one of the things that they kind of talk about is, yes, all the crap going on in the Great Dark Beyond, and also the fact that even Odin was like, you know, Black Empire was pretty cool, actually. So. But at the same time, you have lots of different arguments. And out of all of the arguments out there about, like, who's right, who's wrong, like, who's got the most moral high ground, currently it's Eridicron has the best moral high ground, because they're from Azeroth. They're like entities of the planet. You know, they evolved from everything there. That's their home. Titans? No. It's not their home. We don't even necessarily know if Azeroth is a Titan, especially now that, you know, the dragons are like, this isn't Titan magic. This is of Azeroth. So it's like,
yeah,
what?
What's with that? What's with that?
Yeah. So, oh, and then obviously the Void and the right, and the, you know, the Black Empire, they're just like old Void Lord boogies that have been spewed upon the world. So that doesn't really count either. So they don't really have claim to Azeroth. So yeah, Eridicron, he's the good guy in this whole story.
Mm-hmm. Oh God.
Okay, Doomed. Really, it's Anduin. We all know.
I mean, maybe he could turn, like.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean,
we're gonna have some discussions coming up.
Just because he uses the tools of the Void does not make him inherently evil. Is Alaria inherently evil?
I'm fully aware. Hmm? No. Hmm?
Exactly. Exactly.
I know. I know.
Is your
Shadow Priest
player character?
No. Bella is not inherently evil.
You sure? I don't know.
She's in touch with both.
Okay. Sweet.
let's move on.
Anything? Okay, we're moving on. There you go, Sweet.
I mean, we could keep talking about this for a while. It's fine.
Yeah. It's going to be multiple episodes in the future, probably.
Right.
All right. So next question comes from, it is the very own, the new host of For Azeroth, and also my heel lead, Alex Rance asks, and apologies in advance, what horrible, devastating trauma occurred to Allie's tongue to make her so incorrect in her opinions on pickles? So Lex wasn't here for the great pickle debate. So you'll just have to say gross. They're gross.
I still love Lex. They're gross. I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's just like, because I like small amounts of vinegar, but when it's too much vinegar, I don't like it. If it's too much, small amounts of dill mixed into things, it's okay. Too much dill, don't like it. And I'm just, I don't know, like, I don't think I've ever liked the smell of it. And so when I was little, I mean, if we're going back to what happened, I mean, there's no one big thing. I know my dad loved pickles. He was one of those guys that would literally drink pickled juice, like, from the jar, like, just drink the rest of it, like, just chug it. Like,
what's wrong with that?
It's disgusting.
No, it's not.
See, I think it's, I don't know, just, I've never liked this. What's funny is I love cucumbers. Cucumbers are awesome. But I think it's just when you, all the brine and everything, it turns into a pickle. I don't like the smell of it, and I don't like the taste of it. And as you know, like a lot of taste does come with the smell. So it's just no, I don't like them.
Sure. You're allowed to have that opinion. That's fine.
I sure am. Just like you're allowed to like them. And the next time we're together, I'll give you my pickles. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it actually works out in my favor. So it just means I get more pickles.
Exactly. I feel like I've given you pickles before.
Yeah, I think you have. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, you know, then we order fried pickles and they're just the greatest thing ever. Oh, my God.
And I was happy that my husband had someone to eat fried pickles with.
Mm, God, they're so good. So good.
If they have a ton and ton and ton of breading and only a little bit of pickle and I can dip in ranch, then I'm good to go.
That is kind of like the fried pickle I just recently had. The breading was pretty breaded and it came with ranch to dip it in. So there you go. And it was the pickle chips, not the pickle spears, like this one place I go to.
I
prefer the spears when you do a fried pickles because it's like...
Is it more pickly?
You get more pickle. You get more pickle, so... Yeah.
I see, I would not like that.
Yeah, well, the pickle chips is more your style, where it's like you could hide the pickle in the breading and the ranch.
Some of them. Some of them.
Yeah, sometimes you get a thicker pickle and you're like, bleh, bleh.
Yep, that's a no-go right there. No-go. Anyways, moving on.
Moving on.
Do you want to discuss your love of pickles just to kind of balance that?
No. I like pickles. Fair. Moving on. There you go. Boom.
Like
according to Lex, you don't care because I'm just right.
You know, and I like Lex, and it's okay. Like I said, you guys are all welcome to your opinion.
Exactly. It's fine. All right.
All right. Laura asks, you have to complete one existing daily quest every day for as long as you continue to play WoW. What quest is it?
Does it have to be a daily quest, or can it be a world quest? Laura's not here. Okay, world quests count. Okay, cool.
I think so. I mean, Laura, I hope you agree, but like, I feel like they probably count.
Yeah. I feel like that's just the natural evolution of the daily quest system.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to do it every single day. We're just going to assume that since we're talking about world quests as well, that it's going to be available every day because, you know, world quests. By nature, they're not there every day. But in this case, it's there every day.
We're just pretending. Just pretend.
Pretend? Yeah. Tackle and fuel. Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's going to be something from like Battle for Azeroth, where it was like, go kill this one random mob. Yep.
Really?
I'm just going to go kill a mob in a cave and get some Azerite. And that's it. Because it takes like 2 seconds. That's what... If I was going to have to pick one, that's the one I'm going to pick. I don't even know the name. It's just, there's a whole bunch of, those are the world quests that I got mad they didn't carry over into Shadowlands. Because it was like, you could do this quest that took all of like literally like 10 seconds or less. Because it was just fly in, kill the mob, done. Like, why? I can do that. Like, that's kind of like what I do every day. So if it just has to be this one person. There you go. I mean, what do you think, Allie? Do you have a quest in mind that's memorable that you're willing to do every day? Because that's the only one I'm willing to do every day.
I have a few. There's been some before with Bubbles, and I'm very entertained by Bubbles.
There's been a couple. There is one more that I could do, but you continue.
Okay. And there's a few others of similar nature. So instead of me rambling forever about all the ones I would do forever, I'll pick with the most recent one, which is over in the Emerald Dream outside of Mirrodrasil, when you fly around and just run into the dragons and Alexstrasza's up there. Like, you're flying alongside Alexstrasza, which feels pretty epic. I love dragon flying, and I literally just have to run into them. It goes up to joust a little bit, and it's very quick, and it's very satisfying. And again, it feels epic because, you know, Alexstrasza drew right there. So if I had to pick just one instead of rambling about all the others, I'll go with that.
Okay, there's one more that I'm willing to do.
What is it?
It's the puzzles from friggin' Nazjatar, where you would like unlock the
puzzles. I like the puzzles.
I liked the puzzles when you were unlocking the boxes, like when you had to like untangle the web thing kind of thing. Yeah. I would, like, if the game just forced me to like do the puzzle and then you can play the game, I'd be fine with it.
Or like the Bejeweled type ones, those are fun too.
The Bejeweled type ones were all right. Like if that puzzle popped up before I could log in, I'd still be okay with it. It only takes a few, like 30 seconds, maybe 45 seconds to finish it.
Right.
So yeah, I do the puzzle.
Okay, that's fair.
But yeah, puzzles are fun. If that's like the WoW version of blowing into the breathalyzer to start your car, that you have to do a puzzle, I'm okay.
All right.
All right, next question. Sling Spells asks, are there any developments in recent expansions in the way the universe is set up that have frustrated y'all or that you see causing problems for the writing team down the road? What do you think, Allie? You think they've painted themselves into a corner, if you will, with some of their choices or lore or story elements?
I feel like the whole cosmic disco war, like on one hand, like learning more about the cosmology charts and the various ways to look at the cosmology charts and the different powers of the cosmology, like on one hand, it is really cool. But on the other hand, the way it is handled going forward could be really tricky if it's not done right. And you go back to the whole like, oh, here's one cosmology chart. Oh, here's another. Oh, but it's this weird like three-dimensional, seven-dimensional way to look at the cosmology chart and all that. Like it just, I feel on one hand, like I want to learn more about it. So it may not be, it hasn't super frustrated me. But on the other hand, like it could cause problems down the road depending on how it is handled if it's ever approached again.
Mm-hmm. So my take on this one, and any developers of recent expansions, so obviously that's Shadowlands, has, I'm not going to say caused serious problems, but at the very least, I don't see that it's going to cause them too many issues down the road unless they like somehow embrace it too much. Like, for example, the first ones, like if they're like, oh, the first ones did it all. Because one of the biggest complaints that the community had for the Jailer, and they're just kind of like, that's how Blizzard seems to be dealing with them, is they're just like, never forget, ignore him. He's fine. He's gone now. He's dead. That seems to be their approach in dealing with that character. It's just the fact that with the Jailer and them basically indicating that it was him and his machinations and his planning that caused all of this, right? Even, you know, even the freaking Nathrezim that tricked Sargeras, right? That was part of his plan, right? All of the little bits and bobs that he took, where it's like, oh, it was actually the Jailer who got the Helm of Domination and the you know, the Frostmourne plans out of the Primus's head. And he's the one who got the Nathrezim to create it. And he's the reason that the Lich King became the problem. That's kind of dumb, honestly. like, I don't need you to explain that there is this one cosmic joker in the background that is the problem with everything or has caused it all. And I get that, you know, like there's been plenty of, I'm not going to call them Warcraft apologists, but I'm going to say people that are less conspiratorial thinking. They're less, they don't jump right to negative conclusions. They'll try and tease it out and explain what's actually going on here in the story. And they're like, well, it's not that he is this amazing, like the greatest of tactician and mastermind of them all. It's just he's taking advantage of things that are there that present himself. So, like, you know, with the whole Burning Legion and things like that, when that came up, he saw, you know, an area where maybe he could attack one of them, and it came in the form of Sargeras using the Dreadlords and all that kind of stuff, which, like, it doesn't inherently cause a problem, but it also diminishes the, you know, the impact that the other characters have had in the story by saying it was this person that was pulling the strings in the background is, I think, was some of the most frustrating parts of the lore recently. And it just, I don't particularly like it, even if you can explain, like if you sit there and just say, no, he wasn't really, it wasn't him, like it would have happened without him anyways, he just benefited from it. It's like, so why bring it up? You know, like why'd you do that if all of this crap was gonna happen anyways, right? Especially, I think what bothered me the most was the fact that the Jailer was the one that had the Primus create the, you know, Helm of Domination and Frostmourne to begin with, because I don't know, just the way that they dealt with him just going, oh, there's a bigger bad coming. There's a bigger bad.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's the best explanation I can give. I don't like the way that they handled the Jailer and all of his endless plotting. It kind of leaves a blah, taste in your mouth when you sit down and think about it, because it's not like, and here's like where I want to really reiterate the point. it's not that I necessarily have a problem, me personally, with the direction or the story, because I'm probably going to enjoy it, like kind of enjoy it anyways. Like I'm just going to kind of along for the ride, like just enjoy it. But I also know that not everyone's as nice as me. Right?
That's true. That's true.
Not everyone's as nice about, oh, yeah, OK, that would make sense if you just do this. Like, I don't have the visceral reaction to a retcon that the entire community has. So that, yeah, that's kind of my thing. Is it's like, I want the wider audience to enjoy this story, not just me. And I don't want to be the only one enjoying the story. So, and I think that's been a big issue in the enjoyment of the story recently was the fallout from Shadowlands. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, on a much lighter note, would you like to take the next question? Unless you have anything else that you would like to elaborate on there, Allie?
No, I mean, the only thing I would probably add is something with the Xerus. I mean, they dropped this whole bomb of like, ooh, there's all these different Xerus out there. And just like there's all these different Pantheons out there. And
Azeroth is somehow directly connected to Xerath Mortis. And are they directly connected to the other Xeraths? Like, is there some Titan facility that has like the Forge of Souls that suddenly was connected? Like he flipped a switch in Xerath Mortis and Ice Crown turned on in Northrend.
I don't know. I mean, it looked cool. I still have the mouse pad from the sky shattering.
Yeah.
Just because I really do need a new mouse pad, but I don't have one, so I'm still using it. And it looked really cool when it happened.
Yeah. I agree. It did look cool when it happened.
It was.
Someone's going to have to explain to me how ripping that helmet off makes the sky go boom, though. But that's fine. I'll just pretend.
It was a key. I don't know.
I'll just pretend.
Yep.
All right. So next question. You got it, Allie.
Yes. Mustang asks, what is your favorite dinosaur, Jin?
I'm kind of a basic bitch. I was thinking about this, and I'm going to go with the same answer I would have given you if I was just watching Land Before Time as a kid and my dinosaur feelings. It's a Triceratops. Big fan.
My dinosaur feelings. I've always been a sucker for that's not my answer, but I have always liked the Triceratops. Oh, look at that Triceratops.
Triceratops. See? It's my favorite.
Yep.
Triceratops is the best.
They're really cool. I think mine is a Brontosaurus.
A long neck.
Yeah, long neck, right. Like they're just chill. They're peaceful. You know, like
so
they're cool.
Littlefoot's mom's death like wrecked you.
Yes, it did. Maybe that's one of the reasons why I am the way I am, Laura. Like, who knows?
Did you see the movies that we grew up on?
Right.
Never-ending story? What the hell?
Oh, God. Don't. No. Now I'm sad, and that song stuck in my head. But yeah, I don't know. Just they're chill and peaceful, and that's how I want to be. And I don't know. Just I've always liked them.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
All right.
Yeah.
Metalzani asks, you're hired by the Infinite Dragonflight, and they want you in to change something to help their cause in shattering this clockwork universe forever. So what event are you going to change to ensure the old gods win? All right, Allie.
Oh, boy.
Do you have an event in mind that you could shatter this clockwork universe and the old gods win?
I mean, we can go so far back as to, you know, back in the day when the elemental lords and like the old gods were fighting. Like you could go for that far back. That's, you know, that's going to help. But if I were to choose something after, you know, the world and the different cultures and stuff had a chance to grow and develop and stuff, and something a little more mainstream, I always wondered what would happen if, say, Archimon won and all of that, and all this chaos were to happen, and if in the chaos the old gods had a chance to, you know, sneak in and really screw things up and win.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to think of a single moment in time, and if I gave it more thought, I could probably come up with a better one, but
that's how I feel. But those were the first two things that came to mind. So,
okay. We want to make sure that the old gods win. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do to make sure that that happens? We're going to go back in time. Going to get back in time as you do.
Got to get back in time.
Uh-huh. Where am I going to tweak the events just to go, ha-ha, I win now? Because that's the thing. It's really confusing because if you're saying the old gods win, that means ultimately the void wins. Not
yes.
Agents of Chaos, not the Burning Legion.
No.
Even though they seemed to be kind of aligned frequently in their goals.
Right.
Because it was the War of the Ancients is where the old gods were really trying to like really push it so that Sargeras wins. And I'm kind of curious.
Well, it's kind of like Order in Life. There have been times when they've been kind of buddy-buddy, you know, like just like Malagos and Neltharion at one point were buddy-buddy, you know, just friends happen.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to go with, where could I do it? How could I mess this up?
I have another thought if you're thinking.
So I can't pick a specific point.
Okay. But
ultimately, what I'm going to do is I'm going to screw up Malfurion.
Right? Okay. Is it just because you want that whisper to be true?
No. It's I'm going to deal with this way earlier. So basically, I'm just going to make it so that, you know, when the old gods were messing with the War of the Ancients, that the Night Elves and Kertalos Ravencrest and all that, and their side loses.
Right.
I'm going to make it so that the War of the Ancients is a victory for the Legion and the old gods, because it was the old gods that was keeping Nas Dormu from trying to mess with things. Like, it was the old gods were really messing with some stuff. So, yeah, I'm taking Malfurion off the scene during War of the Ancients. I don't know, maybe give him up to Xavius and things along those lines, because without him, I don't see any of this work, because you don't get the Sundering, you know, that Sargeras hasn't stopped. He comes through the portal at the end, and y'all are screwed.
Right?
Yeah, that's my point in time. So, so just like how we had to go back in time during that Dungeons and Cataclysm to get the Dragon Soul for Thrall to wield. Yeah, we're never even going to give you guys the chance. No.
Right. No. I do wonder. So another thought I had, but I don't think it would work. I don't know how we or the Infinite Dragonflight could actually impact this, but I kind of wonder if Amon-Thul couldn't actually deal with Ysarj, right? Couldn't actually rip him out. Ysarj stayed embedded in there and continued to grow, and corrupting Azeroth faster and turning Azeroth to the void. I feel like that would do it too. But again, I don't know how the Infinite Dragonflight could actually impact that moment. That's why I couldn't go with that for my answer.
Yeah, like, I do get it, because, you know, if you never ripped it out, there's no Well of Eternity, there's no Night Elves, right?
Like, it impacts a lot of things.
Yeah, it impacts a whole bunch of things. No Jinyu, it's just Murlocs. And that's where we're going to have to end it. If you want to hear the rest of the episode, you can go over to patreon.com/livelaughlore. And you can hear this as well as all the previous bonus episodes for as little as a dollar an episode. So thank you again for listening and supporting the show and for just making this an amazing little community. And catch you on the next episode.